We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The president says that he is winning the trade war and causing a number of our trade partners to repeal some of the tariffs that have stymied our efforts for free trade around the world. Chris Garcia is a former deputy director at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris, shoot straight with me. What do you think? Where do we stand today with the president's leadership? Is he ratcheting up the pressure on other countries? And in the end, we're going to wind up in a better place than before?
Hey, John, it's good to be back with you.
Yeah.
So I think that what's different about this administration is that it's the first administration, really this is the first president, to really make good on a threat to impose tariffs. So the last three administrations all dealt with the same problem. China's lying, cheating, stealing, subsidizing their industries, stealing IP. But what I think is different this time around is that the president's acknowledged that President Xi is there for life. What we have to do is have a policy that spans multiple administrations that puts China in a tight spot, puts them in a corner. So the short-term pain that we're relatively, I guess, if you could really take a look at some of the numbers, China's really felt more of the impact than the United States has. But this short-term pain is going to result in long-term structural changes and long-term gains. So I think that where we are right now is a very contentious discussion happening with China, but ultimately we have to hold the line if we expect them to make any significant concessions.
There are a lot of news stories out there that might torpedo the will of the average person to support the president on this. I saw one story that said that the average family will pay about $750 more for goods this year because of the trade war. I guess I should start with anything. Anytime I see a headline like that, I think, is that true, or is that, you know, trying to manipulate my emotions by rigging the numbers somehow?
Yeah, well, so I mean, take a look at some of the companies that have reoriented their supply chain out of China. They've gone to Vietnam. You know, for example, I think it was Samsung that's got, at least 50% of their devices are manufactured not in China, but actually in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. You've got India as an alternative. So that all leads to higher prices. You know, if you're continuing to manufacture with a 25% tariff in China,
right,
that will drive prices higher. But if you can find an equitable supplier, then consumer goods really have no impact. And if you think about a lot of studies that have been done in the past, John, about consumer spending and consumer appetite for price increases, the 10% tariff, we really didn't see a change in consumer behavior. The 25% tariff, however, it might affect some families. But again, as American consumers, we have the power to buy where we'd like to buy. It's not like we only have one source of supply.
Right, right.
It's not like we only have one place we can buy or goods that are made in China as our only option. I like to say that if Americans really wanted to buy quality, you'd buy from, you know, U.S.-made producers, U.S.-made suppliers. But I really think that the impact on the average American household is going to be very minimal.
Mm-hmm. There are those, and some of them are saying this for political reasons, that they think that this is the type of policy judgment that could lead to a recession. If you study the cycles of bull and bear markets, that this could be the type of thing that leads to a recession. Should we be worried about that?
Well, so, you know, we're at a peak right now in our business cycle. I think that if you take a look at the expansion that that began during the Obama administration and continued, I would say, with an inflection point during the Trump administration because of deregulation, because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the economy has continued to grow. And we're really roaring red hot right now. So the fundamentals are strong. We've got GDP over 3%, which was previously told, you know, we were told that that was never going to happen, that 1 or 2% GDP growth was the new normal. We've got manufacturing jobs that have come back. We have all-time lows in unemployment for many demographics. For Americans overall, it's the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. So these are all really significant fundamentals that put us in a great position of strength. I think this is why the president set this up, because if there is some type of impact that the United States has to absorb, something like this that might in any other circumstance lead to a recession,
right,
because we're roaring so red hot, we're going to be able to absorb more of that impact than the Chinese will. So,
yeah.
And there's another thing that I wanted to also mention is that the USMCA deal, this new NAFTA that was renegotiated,
right,
that will also strengthen our position. So if Congress can get that to a vote and pass that, that really puts China in a bind.
I didn't want to let you go without asking about Huawei in China. Trump has put them on a blacklist, and Google and other companies have already begun to sever ties with them, I'm told. Is mm-hmm. that is that the trajectory on this particular company? I mean, they had been labeled as a bad actor for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was some back and forth about whether Donald Trump would engage with them or cut them off. I guess now we know the answer to that.
Yeah, so Huawei, this was this blacklisting, as they say, it's the Commerce Department. You know, my former boss, Secretary Ross, put them on this list. It's called an entity list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an outright ban, but the Commerce Department will now have to decide on a case-by-case basis which U.S. companies can do business with Huawei. We've already got Google, we've already got Qualcomm and Intel that have said that they are limiting their business, that they're distancing themselves from Huawei in order to comply with this order. Basically, what that means is that Huawei is banned indefinitely mm-hmm. from sourcing their key components from these major component makers. And that's going to put them in a real bind. That's the haymaker that I think the president was trying to land on China.
Yeah.
And really, again, if China doesn't stop lying, cheating, and stealing and actually start making some structural reforms, it's just going to be like Seinfeld said, no soup for you.
Yeah. Well, he's got their attention, it seems. And Chris Garcia, former deputy director at the U.S. Department of Commerce, I appreciate your insight when you're able to join us. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.